roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back with another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. I'm your host, Naftali Schwartz. And, well, today we are not recording. We're actually coming to you live. We had a few pre-recorded shows, that is, because of our holiday. So I know quite a few of our listeners. You also had your holidays. Some celebrate Easter, some celebrate Passover. And so here we are back from the holidays. And by the way, I have my wife with me, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Okay.
Yes, it's been a nice... It's been a nice holiday, didn't we?
Yes, nice and peaceful.
Yes, yes. And I must tell you, I do miss, you know, it's so much, it was such an interesting experience doing it at the studio itself. We went to visit the whole staff in Phoenix, where the headquarters
right.
are.
So
it was really very nice.
That was before Pesach. But,
yeah,
okay.
Before Passover. Right, so it was really nice to do it right there in the studio. I think we should go back there.
and that would be another fun.
Yeah. So today, I tell you, I'm going to surprise you too a little bit because I sort of, something's been on my mind for a while. I think we really should address this issue. So you remember I gave you the title, which I picked for today episode, and that is Wake Up and Smell the Coffee. And my topic specifically is challenging our listeners to say, how long do you plan to procrastinate? Now, so people are going to say, well, Naftali, what exactly are you talking about? So I'll tell you. What it is I feel it's really sad to see so many people that I know and Linda knows, they literally put things off when they really have to take care of these things. And then they wonder why they don't go forward in life. Make sense, Linda, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see? And I'm referring specifically to people who know that they need to make change. They want to make change in their personal life, but they don't want to do what it takes to make those changes. So let me give a case in point. I know this nice young fellow, okay, that he's in his late 20s now, and he said to me, Naftali, I really want to get married. I said to him, great, okay. So, well, how do you plan to go about it? And he says to me, well, what do you mean? He says, it's just when the time is right, it's going to happen for me. And I look at him and I said to him, wait a minute. I said, okay, can you give me some kind of a time frame, right? So he says, what are you talking about? So I said, look, are you talking about would you like to get married a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? How many years are we talking about before you plan to meet your potential wife? So he says to me, well, I don't know. This is in God's hands. And I said to him, you know, that is interesting. I told him, have you ever heard the expression, God helps those who help themselves? And basically, he looked at me with a puzzled face. is like, well, what are you talking about? So I said, look, let me explain. I said to him, you need to understand that the way our universe is designed, specifically what we keep talking about, the law of attraction, it is up to us to show our intentions to the universe and then design a plan of action in order for us to achieve the results that we want. And I absolutely. Told him, why was that, Linda?
I said, that's absolutely. If we
yes.
fail to plan, we plan to fail.
Right. Exactly. You see? And, you know, before you, I know I definitely want to say a few words about that. So I just want to say the way I ended with him is I told him, this is how successful people accomplish different things in their life. They don't wait for things to happen to them. They create their own realities. And that's when I told him, listen, you know, you don't have to do it all by yourself. That's why successful people use coaches and mentors to guide them on their journey to accomplish their goals. Okay, Linda, on that note, as they say, the floor is yours. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I have my own mentors and coaches, as well as you helping me out all the time and learning from many people. One of my favorites is Jack Canfield. And I just can't wait until we can go and see him live, finally, on May 19th and 20th in this California Women's Convention. Mm-hmm. And that is going to really enlighten us even more. Now, the reason why I bring something like that up is because whenever anyone wants to make changes in themselves and in their lives and help other people, you need other people that are already in the place that you want to be in so that you can go ahead and make those changes in yourself. And it's not overnight. It's not in a moment. It's by seeing, feeling, and believing, and doing. If you don't do all of those, you will get nowhere. It's very nice to fantasize that you want to get married, or you want a new relationship, or you want to work on your current relationship because you feel is going sour. And if you don't have mentors, if you don't have guidance, if you don't have support, if you don't look at people who could care for you or give you that feeling that you're going to be strong within yourself and God is looking over you. And you have other people that are going through the same things that you're going through. You're not alone. Nobody is alone. We are all out there with our own individual issues and difficulties, et cetera, et cetera. But we must go out there and help ourselves and take care of ourselves, right, Naftali?
Yes, I'm with you. Exactly. I was thinking of something while you were saying this. That is correct, Linda. That's exactly it. Yes, and it's so frustrating me because, you know, you and I, right, we've been talking about this for, 2 months now, different issues, and we really want to see people. Go ahead.
It's been many years. You know, we've actually been interested in the field of change and since we've gotten married and before that, and the spark that we had be able to make the change that we even made just a few months ago was another big change in our life. Because we spoke and had our own coach to guide us, which you had on the show a few weeks ago.
Right, Don Guybison, that's right.
Yes. So there are so many people out there that really help us if we tune into them and we tune into ourselves with those same feelings that we see other people with even more difficult situations than what we have in our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at them at how they made changes and why they made changes and how it came to be that they are now in a better place than they were. So we have to look at them and say, now, how could I, if I want to go and get married and I want to really find the right person to come into my life and be my husband or be my wife, and have children with this person, how could I create that? How could
right.
I do that?
That's exactly it. And by the way, you know, this we as people can been hearing our commercial that we finally put together, and we indicate it is not just for getting married. It's any stage of a person's life, the way we have it set up. You know, I'm talking about Linda. That
exactly, yeah.
People who actually not in a good relationship, but they want to get out of it. They don't want to do, or people who just different stages of people's lives. It's not just in this case, I was talking about this young fellow who wants to get married.
Right, and there's so many of you out there, and there is no reason why.
Yeah. By the way, you know, let's just go to a commercial break, and we'll come back. We'll continue with this topic. So we'll be right back.
Good.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
What can you find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we are back, everyone, with my guest, actually my wife in this case, Linda.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and okay, so Linda, we were saying before. Now, so again, we are very concerned about this concept here that we noticing that it's very nice. People are listening to us, and we certainly appreciate it, and we hope that you are definitely gaining a lot of knowledge and insight from all the nice guests that we have and the different topics that we talk about. But basically today, I feel this episode is, I'm concentrating on what we call the concept of, this is a call for action. In other words, we want to hear from our listeners saying that, okay, I'm ready to take the next step. And again, we understand calling into the radio station and one of being on the air. Well, now it's the concept, instead of being on the air, we say we're being on the internet, online. But it's the same idea. It's not an easy concept. We understand that. But still, the way a person helps him or herself is by going forward and taking the next step. Linda and I would not be having this radio show if we did not take the steps to get here. Right, Linda?
Right, exactly. And the thing is, it would be nice if people would call in and feel comfortable. The number that people can call in from outside is 866-472-5788. And please feel free to comment or to ask any questions that you may have regarding anything that we can do to help you to get the results that you're looking for and have us as mentors and people that you look up to get into the place you want to be.
Right.
And I know that it can be fearful, it can be, scary from whatever situation you're coming from or whatever you've experienced to do something new, but going to a coach, we are looking to help you to be the best person that you can be and to get from A to Z without feeling rushed, without feeling the pressure from the outside, but that you should feel strong within yourself. You should be able to reach the goals that you want to reach in as quick of a time as you can get there. And so you can feel like you've achieved and accomplished all that you've wanted from us as your mentors and coach. And we really would like to have you to feel close to us and to have us understand where you're coming from in whatever situation you're in. And we help a variety of people. Right, Naftali?
Yes, exactly it. In fact, as we emphasize in our commercial, it's not just about, in this case, this fellow young fellow wants to get married. It's, let's say, people who in our relationship and they're not sure if they're in the right relationship. They need some guidance. They need some more insight. We can definitely get together and analyze the situation and see what's going on. As I mentioned, remember that song we played, Linda, the Pina Colada song. That right there was this. Here he was living with his. I don't know if that was his wife or his girlfriend. But the point is, apparently, they did not take the time to get to know each other. So that would be a big problem right there. In other words, you can live with somebody and literally don't know them. And I think quite a few people have that situation. Right, Linda?
Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, a lot of people think, well, I think I'm going to test the waters. This guy he's good looking on the outside. He seems like a smart guy. He seems very knowledgeable. He has all the materialistic things that I like and I want. Or from the woman's point, let's say, and from the man's point, vice versa. And the thing is, you can't go by the surface of anybody, and you can't do trial and tribulation by saying, "Oh, I think I'm going to live with him or her and see if it works out." Because what happens if you break up after a month, 2 months, 6 months, and you say, "Oh my goodness, this is not what I thought it would be. Thank God I did not marry this person. Thank God I did not go ahead and do the paperwork and have to go through a so-called nasty divorce." We don't want to go through that. We want to help you prevent that. Because if you've already gone through that in the past and you're looking to overcome that, well, we can help you do that as well. But for those of you who haven't gone into those situations and are thinking about maybe going into those relationships and trying it out, before you make those serious decisions, that's what we are here for. Because when you go into things, into situations that are really detrimental and harmful to your health and to your relationships and to your well-being, it just doesn't help you. It's a backfire in the end. And,
right.
You know, it's just not the way to go. And there are ways that you can overcome difficult situations and
Contemplation.
When you're contemplating something that you think might work, but you're not sure. And yes, every relationship and everything is risky, but when you go into a situation, you want to go into a good situation, that it's healthy for you, that you know it's not going to be a harmful one.
Right. Exactly it. And the point is that a lot of people figure, Linda, right, I can handle all my problems myself. I can handle all my challenges myself. I really don't need any outside help. And then we found through research that you can be very bright and intelligent, and you figure, oh, I can self-analyze myself. But really, when you do it from a third-party perspective, when you talk to somebody besides talking to yourself,
exactly.
you find that, wow, things are not as bad as they seem, right? Or things are not as hopeless, or things are not as complex. We have a tendency to make our life much more complex than it really can be. In other words, it can be much less complex.
Right. And people have to learn to really, really get in touch with themselves and their feelings about different issues and situations that they have gone through in the past, that they are going through right now, and plan for a better future. And it's very possible. And you just have to be around very positive people. And we know, because we've been through it ourselves, everybody goes through such a thing. And if you can come into contact with people that like us and also that are out there looking for the same thing as you and looking to really improve and better their lives, then I'm telling you, this is the way to go. I would say coaching is a lot more helpful, in a sense, than actual therapy. Now, I'm not doing this to turn people away from that, but there are certain times when you can use a coach rather than go into an actual therapeutic case. So I'm saying that
I think I follow you, Linda. What you're saying here is that there's a time and a place for everything, and some people stage of their life that they need really serious therapy, and other people, right? And other people say, no, I just need somebody to guide me along. In other words, I have my goals, I have my dreams, I just don't seem to be able to get there. I don't know how to, I know what I want, I just don't know how to get there.
Exactly.
And that's what the role of the coach is. Hmm?
Exactly. And that's the best way that we can really teach you from our own experience and from what we know that we've been through and what we've seen through other people and worked with other people. After all, we have many years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you add, Tom?
And that's right. You're right. And we've been through ourselves personally. It's not just theory book knowledge here. We actually experience a lot of things that we can share. We can share with our potential clients. That is correct.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, everything about coaching, Polly, is really all about transformation.
Yes.
What
by the
is
way,
transformation?
Just 1 second, Lynn. On that note, we need to go on a break, and when we come back, we will remember we're going to talk about transformation. So we'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat Jr., President and CEO of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my wife, Linda, here. And again, number to call in, 866-472-5788. And as we were saying before, Linda, so you were talking about transformation.
Correct. And that is the main reason why we have mentors in our life and coaches in our life, so that we can open up our minds and our hearts and our souls and find out why we are not getting the results totally on our own, when we're thinking like, yes, I would really like to have that wonderful soulmate and get married and have a family and have children and have a wonderful house and a wonderful life. But it sounds like a dream. And if you don't make that dream come true, it just remains a dream. Mm-hmm. You have to make it reality. How do you make it reality? By taking one moment, one day at a time, by working with a coach, working with a mentor, and exploring the possibilities of how you can change certain parts of your nature of the things that you're doing currently by yourself that are not working for you. So if you are just going out and you're dating in any old location, or you're on the internet and you're going on dating sites, but nobody's clicking with you or nothing's really happening, it's because maybe you don't know the essence of what you're really doing and who you're really speaking to. So if you don't go through a transformation, which is going from A to Z, or, for instance, from single to married life, or being already from a divorce situation to a better marriage, if you don't know how to make those changes, a full transformation is working with a coach or mentor to help you smooth out those issues and those things that you're doing currently that are not working for you and make them better. So what kind of an example, Tali, can you give somebody?
Oh, I tell you what just came to my mind, Linda, a very good example. You remember one of your ex-bosses with, unfortunately, you didn't have such a good experience with him, but now we finally understand why. Could you please tell our listeners, how many times was he married?
Oh, you're talking about my old boss when I worked 6 years in the bank there? He was literally married 4 times and had at least 1 or 2 kids with each wife.
Okay,
and
so I just want to emphasize to our listen. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, did you just hear what Linda said? Linda's ex-boss was married 4 times. Correct, Linda?
Yeah.
4 times. Hello. Well, as the expression goes, what is wrong with that picture? Right? What?
And you can tell from that he hated women. But that's one of the reasons why I left, because he wasn't treating me very nicely and I couldn't relate to him. But let's not go deep into that. Let's just see from that that when people come from all kinds of awful situations, they can make their lives better. Do you know, Tali, that ever since I left there in 1996, in the beginning, I was very sad and depressed. I felt like, oh my goodness, am I going to find something better? Am I going to find a better job? Am I going to do something different? Am I going to be okay financially, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. When I went through that, I'm telling you, of course, the first thing I said, okay, I have to take a little break, because I went straight from college into work full time, and I never had a chance to really breathe or self-analyze myself, you know, and go into my own head and my own relaxation to find out who I am, where I'm coming from, and what I'm doing, what I'm going to do. So I relaxed for 2 months. And then I started to go out looking for work again, and I had to see what it was that I loved to do and that I was getting ready to do and all of that. And, I wanted to go into computer programming, and I had already taken classes, so I thought I was ready to do it, and I started pursuing that. Well, are you there, Tali?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening to everything.
Okay.
I'm listening to everything you said.
Sorry,
yeah.
I just heard some kind of noise. But,
okay.
I've gone through my own stuff with my own careers and my own trials and tribulations with different companies. And I realized that, maybe certain companies and certain job situations were just not for me. And I used to cry. One time I did get a computer programming job. My instructor from computer programming sent me out. He said, you can go out with this resume. They don't hire entry-level programmers, so you're going to have to say that you have 3 years experience.
Right.
But
anyway,
I went out. What?
Yeah, just to, you know, because, you know, remember, 46 minutes goes pretty quickly. I mean,
okay, so let's
definitely,
not go
I'm sure.
To-
Yeah, I'm sure people, you know, we can always relate that when we meet people on an individual basis. But what Your point is, though, what you want to say here is that you were willing, and you keep emphasizing, and I keep emphasizing, you were willing to go the transformation. You were willing to do whatever it takes to change your life around.
Correct.
That's the key here. You, unlike many people, say, well, I'm just going to sit and let's see what happens. Let's see how things going to just manifest in my life. And 5 years pass by, 10 years pass by, 15 years pass by, 20 years pass by. And people think I'm joking. I'm not joking. This is very serious here. How many people you and I know that you meet them 5 years from now, they're the same people. They're 5 years older. They physically, they look older. They're 5 years older chronologically. But emotionally, emotionally, mentally, the same people.
Exactly. And I feel very sorry for those people because instead of those people taking a grip on their own individual lives, they are really relying on either mommy and daddy to pay their bills and take care of them, or they're relying on the government to take care of them, or they don't know what it means to really get themselves out of their funk, if you know what I mean, out of their mess in their mind, to try and clarify, let me get help and let me take care of myself so that I can make myself feel great and find the right relationship and get myself together and do the right thing in front of God, in front of my friends, in front of everybody, and find the right people to be with.
Right. So when I say, Linda, to, you know, when you know, not, you know me quite well by now. So when I say to people, as I chose my topic for today, is wake up and smell the coffee, right? That's exactly what I'm talking about. When are people going to, the expression wake up and smell the coffee means, hello, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? This what I call, so many people, it's so sad, they pretend we're all going to live forever. We got plenty of time. We're going to be young forever. And no rush, no need to make any plans, no need to, there's no focus. They're just living from day to day, every day, the same thing, you know. And it's, hello, why? Why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you pretending?
Right. And then they turn around and they go from 20 to 40 and they say to themselves, oh my gosh, for a woman, I'm not really able to necessarily have children. Doesn't always come the way I want it. You know? Or B, I didn't get the right career. Or I didn't get the right job. Or I didn't make my own business. Or whatever it may be that you always wanted to do and never did it.
Right.
Or I didn't travel to wherever I wanted to travel to.
Exactly. Or how about from a man's point of view, Linda, right? That that a man said, oh, I got plenty of time to get married. And then get to become 50 years old. And then he says, wait a minute. Now he finds that the women that he wants, the women in their 30s, because he would like to have children, they're not interested in him. And you can you really blame them? They want to marry somebody along close to their age.
Correct.
A woman who's 30, why would she want to get involved with a man who is 50 if she can marry somebody who is, let's say, 35, 40?
Absolutely. And it all depends on what age you're coming from and how you were raised and what you're looking for within your own life. We work with all different ages and different types of people. And I'm saying that everybody has their own way of being, their own upbringing, their own natures. But we can change a lot about us if we work on ourselves.
Exactly. The thing is, though, is to make that decision. Make that decision that I had enough. I don't want to continue the way I'm living. As the expression goes, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
And, exactly.
Right? So that's where we come in. That's where we come in and say, well, hello, we're here. We're ready to help you. We're just a phone call. We're just a phone call away. Yes.
That's right.
There you go. So on that note, we'll go in a break, and we'll be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you ever just ask why? If others, especially children, ask you the same question, how do you answer? Is life a whole bunch of questions just waiting for the right answer? When you tune in to the Mickey Ellison Show, you'll find out how to find the answers and open up so many more questions as you do. At what point in our lives did we stop answering the why questions and just settle for whatever answer we've been programmed to settle for? Never stop asking why. Join Mickey Ellison every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit thecenterforselfimprovementinc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and welcome back, everyone. So here we are. Now we are going to give you some pertinent information how you can reach us. So, first of all, the number you can reach me, my office number, is 818-209-7533. Again, 818-209-7533. Then you can also visit my website, Center for Self-Improvement, Inc., I-N-C, at the end. So Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com. And now Linda also has for me now the email you said that people can reach us, Linda?
Yeah, they can currently reach us at NaftaliRadio@gmail.com. That's where they can send their comments and questions and anything they'd like. And if they'd like to call our office and ask more about us and what we do and how we can help them and all that, we would love to speak with them and let them know that we can speak with them for at least 30 minutes and
get to know them, see how we can help our listeners.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, you know, I was thinking, Linda, you know, I have a suggestion. People should feel free, our listeners should feel free to give us their ideas. What would you like to hear us talk about? We are flexible. We are here for, right? We're here for our listeners. That is why we're having this show. So we want to make a difference. We want to make a difference in our society. We want to make a difference in our listeners' individual lives. That
exactly.
is the purpose. That is the purpose of our doing this whole production here. So I want to encourage our listeners to send us your ideas. What would you like us to talk about? Something that's bothering you, something that you are concerned about, something that you feel should be addressed, which perhaps we didn't exactly yet incorporate. I mean, we keep thinking of our own ideas of what we feel is important. But of course, we believe in the concept two heads are better than one. In this case, will be three heads better than one, because now Lynn and I are talking. So it will be you, one of our listeners, giving us your opinion. And we certainly value the opinion of our listeners. We believe
exactly.
that's how, right? That we believe that's how we all grow, by learning from each other.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah. And, you know, we can also talk, you know, I know mostly we are talking about the divorce epidemic and how people go through their relationships and things like that, but we could also relate to you with children. Some of you have children already. Some of you want to have children. Some of you have different issues with your children.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own daughter that's almost 13 next month. Mm-hmm. She's going to be 13.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been through lots of things with her. She's a lovely little girl. And we adore her dearly. And we know what it's like to go from really wanting to have a child. I got married to Naftali when I was 35. And I believe Naftali was about 42 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so excited to get ready to have children. And I could just give you that little piece, so that all of you that have that feeling like you want to get married, you want to have children, well, we can talk to you from every stage. We've been through it. We've seen it and done it. And we know what it's like when you're younger and you're dating, and we know what it's like when you finally find your ship.
Yeah, which means
when you finally find your soulmate.
Your soulmate. Yes, there you
That's
go.
Right.
I like it. I like the way you learned all the right words, the Hebrew words, the Yiddish words. But here's, you know, Linda, I also want to emphasize that, again, going back to my idea of wake up and smell the coffee, which I was emphasizing, how long does a person procrastinate? We also know people who are getting in the 40s and, sad to say, not able to have children. And we strongly suggest that they need to sit down and communicate with each other and say, listen, you know, we're not getting any younger. look at our bodies. We're getting older every day. Again, so many people pretend that we all going to live forever. We have plenty of time. And this is such a sad illusion. We found, Linda, right, that the successful people fully understand the concept that time is of the essence. I'll say it again.
Correct.
Time is valuable, and we need
to do things yesterday.
Correct. In
that
other
is
words,
why when you work in any of these major firms that are extremely professional and extremely successful, it's because those people come to work. Even if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, I've worked with the Japanese and I've worked with many people. And if you're ready to be successful, you're going to get up. I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how you run your life. But if you don't get yourself into a planned situation, you plan for the week, you plan for the day before, you do everything with a plan. You plan your menu of food if you're trying to take care of a diet. You plan the life of your family. You plan the life of your children, your children's upbringing and education. Everything is a plan.
You know, Linda, how about, and ultimately, ready for this, Linda, ultimately, you plan your own life. How about
exactly.
planning your own life, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And that's what people fail to do out there and end up in awful situations, and they don't know how to get out of it. And they don't know how to soothe themselves and then, you know, take care of themselves so they can do better.
Right. And
it's
then,
never too late. It's never too late.
Never too late. And you know, Linda, that's the thing. And then people say, oh, look, my life is going nowhere. I'm not going, you know, things are not happening. I don't understand what's going on. And then, well, if you sit down and you invite him for a cup of coffee and you ask him, well, tell me, what have you done to change your life around? Or is using your one of your favorite words of mine too, transformation. What have you done to transform your life? In other words, the saying goes, if you don't change today, don't expect tomorrow to be any different.
Exactly.
You have to start, right? You have to start making changes today.
Exactly. And you change to make each and every area, every day is hard work
right.
for yourself because
right.
you want to make your life and your family's life better. So it's work, no doubt about it. But it's good for the soul, and it's important. It's extremely important to make sure that you have everything together in every area, spiritually, mentally, and physically. You've got to take care of your body, mind, and soul. It all works together.
Right. And here's the thing. Exactly. You know, and here's the thing. Because it's almost that time to say bye-bye. So here's what I want to emphasize. So here's what I want to say to our listeners. You've been listening to us now for over 2 months. I believe by now you've gotten to know us, like us, and the expression goes, when you know somebody, like somebody, you trust somebody, then you want to relate to them, work with them, and accomplish things with them. So again, I encourage all our listeners, take us on our challenge here. Just call us up, check us out, give us your feedback, and tell us what we can do to help you. That's what we're here for. We want to make a difference in your life. So on that note, Linda, thank you again very much, as always, for helping me out here when I didn't have a chance to find the proper guest to be on my show for my purposes. And so I want to wish everybody have a good day, a good week, and we'll see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.